Severe weather in the American Southeast leads off today's show. As we put this program together, a search and rescue operation was underway in the U.S. state of Alabama. On Monday night, a deadly storm tore through the town of Fultondale, a northern suburb of Birmingham. It killed at least one person and injured dozens of others. Fultondale's fire chief said 17 people there were taken to the emergency room for different injuries, and some of those are critical. One witness told Al.com that it looked like a bomb had gone off in the town of 9,000 people, causing serious damage to almost all of the homes there. One county official said there wasn't much warning. The storm spawned a tornado described as large and extremely dangerous. It ripped up a hotel, tore off part of a church's roof, struck a high school, damaged or destroyed homes and businesses, and scattered power lines and debris across the roads. The mayor of Centerpoint, another Birmingham suburb, reported quite a bit of damage in his city of 16,000 people, and while he said that Tuesday would be a long day of assessing damage and covering up places where walls, roofs, or windows were missing, he was grateful that there were no injuries in Centerpoint. Schools were closed in the region. Survivors said they were grateful to be alive and that the community was pulling together to help one another. The storm system prompted tornado watches and warnings in Alabama and Georgia as it made its way across the region. And as it turned north, it was expected to bring heavy snow to the mid-Atlantic coast on Tuesday night.